Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Again, here we are, blessed to have the Word of the Living God before us and ready to study it together. And I just pray you're excited about the Word of God. And if you perhaps are not, ask the Lord to give you a desire for His Word. It's what I did years ago. And ever since, I have just been so excited about God's Word. I want to hear what He says to me. And I truly want to know how He wants me to live. And I know that He'll give us that as we go to Him in prayer, because He's our true teacher. Let's pray today. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for Your presence among us. I'm so grateful that You've given us both. Lord, I know that today You want us to know Your ways in this world. And Lord, You really have our best interest in mind. And so we yield ourselves today to You, to Your Holy Spirit, to guide us into all truth and to empower us to live according to that truth so that our lives will be pleasing to You, Lord. That's our desire today. And we give You thanks for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Blinded Eyes and Hardened Hearts. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 12 and verse 40. The Apostle John wrote about Jesus. Though He had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on Him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, "Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, and in chapter 12 and verse 40 of his book, John shared how Isaiah said, "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts," where we read, "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them." The verse reads, "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart." John began with the words, "He has blinded their eyes," which means He, God, has darkened the mind and blunted the mental discernment of the people, and hardened their heart, and made dull, calloused, and petrified their power of understanding. John shared how Isaiah said, God darkened the minds and petrified the understanding of the people. The verse continues, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. John added the words that they should not see, which means so they were unable, incapable of observing, perceiving, and understanding with their eyes or with their spiritual eyes, not understanding with their heart, nor understand with their heart, which means nor comprehend, perceive, ponder, or consider with their soul or mind, as they are the fountain and seat of thoughts, passions, desires, appetites, affections, purposes, and endeavors, and be converted, turn to the worship of the true God. And I should heal them, which means, and I, God, will cure, heal, and make the people whole. John shared how Isaiah said, if people could see and understand, God would cure, heal, and make them whole. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how the resistance of the people to believe in Jesus would cause God to blind the spiritual eyes of them and make their hearts calloused from understanding. God desires to have a personal relationship with every person. However, He will not always strive with man. You can see Genesis chapter 6 and verse 3 for more about that. There is a point, and none knows when, that God makes firm a person's resolve to resist and reject His Son Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord. Those who are wise will seek the Lord with all their hearts and minds and ask Him to remove any calluses that keep them from a relationship with Him. Next time, John shares how Isaiah spoke these things when he saw His glory. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.